This year's Legislative District 4 primary includes three Democratic candidates from Yuma County. One will be eliminated in the primary, leaving the two remaining to face off against a Republican in the November general election for two seats representing the district in the Arizona House of Representatives. Administrative Assistant Charlene Fernandez and San Luis Councilmember Jose Suarez will face incumbent Lisa Atondo, who was first elected in 2012. Representative Juan Carlos Escamilla is not seeking another term. Charlene Fernandez ran in the 2012 election, but was defeated by Escamilla and Atondo in the Democratic primary. Fernandez, who is a Yuma native and has been a longtime congressional aide, explains why she is running again.
My experience has really grown. A lot of people see 2 years, because I ran 2 years ago, and you see yourself as 2 years older, and I see myself 2 years greater in experience, because just seeing what small business goes through, I would like to address those issues. I feel like they're the backbone of this community and the foundation of what we need here in Yuma County.
Since you ran before and now this time around, is there anything that you're doing differently?
Everything. I have a large group of supporters that I have no problem calling them and asking them for help. We're working really hard. So we're really excited about this campaign. It's stronger and harder this time, and lots more people.
San Luis Councilmember Jose Suarez, an immigrant from Mexicali, came to the U.S. about 20 years ago. Suarez says he recognizes the need for economic development and quality education in rural areas like much of LD4.
I like to promote legislation to support local infrastructure in different counties around Arizona. If we don't have proper infrastructure, there's not going to be any kind of investors that are going to be feeling these areas attractive for them to do business. For instance, if we don't have enough, let's say, wastewater treatment plants or ease of roads throughout the state, nobody's going to want to come down, especially if they don't have the proper labor force that we need in this area. I've heard that school districts around Legislative District 4 are not really properly funded, so we need to promote better funding for education purposes. Also, we need to get more funding for job training. The agro industry in Yuma County is facing a lot of issues with labor. So there needs to be some ways to help the farmers. And, you know, Yuma Valley is what they call the capital of the world for the lettuce and harvesting products. So we need to help those farmers that are facing issues with lack of labor. By working together with business owners, agriculture owners, and labor forces, and promoting local laws that are going to help them get better opportunity for them to keep improving.
Current State Representative Lisa Atondo is seeking re-election. She is a former school teacher at Crane Middle School in Yuma and a real estate agent at Century 21 Action Group. Atondo says funds have been moved away from public education for the past several years.
I really want to continue the fight for public education. In the last 8 years, the legislature basically, you know, moved millions of dollars from public education to other areas of the budget. And I'm going to continue my fight for public education and public school funding. And also, I'm going to continue the fight, along with my caucus, to make universities, state universities, affordable. It shouldn't be this expensive. It's important to our economy that our young adults have access to higher education, because I really believe that that's the way that we're going to increase economic growth and we will attract more business. And I really think attracting high-tech business to Arizona is the key.
The two Democrats to emerge from the primary in August 26 will face Richard Hopkins in November, a Republican from Buckeye who is running unopposed. Hopkins, an insurance agent and a Buckeye Elementary School Board member, says education funding and decreasing unemployment will be the issues to tackle if he is elected.
Being a Republican, it bothers me with what many of the Republicans in the legislature are doing. They're harming our state more than they're helping because they pay attention to not the people that elected them, but special interest groups. We could make legislature know about our unique, genuine issues that we have here that nobody seems to want to help us with. Also, by doing that, helping our community and our citizenry. That's one reason. Second reason is it's quite apparent to anybody that looks that the current legislature, their goal is to completely destroy the public education system in our state, making everybody go to private, charter, or parochial schools. And somebody needs to stand up to them from within with that voice. And that's the second major reason.
Hopkins further explains how he plans to sway voters in a heavily Democratic-leaning district.
My decisions are in the best interest of all of them. The thing is, it comes down to is what is important to the people in each area. If it's important to them, it can be important to everybody else. And if they have something that could be beneficial to everybody in the district or the state, then might not be the party line, but it's good for all of us, then I would have to support it, and I would let them know. Right now, the independents are the largest voting bloc in the district.
LD4 covers the southwestern corner of Arizona. It includes the cities of Somerton, San Luis, part of Yuma, and western suburbs of Phoenix and Tucson. The district was created when new legislative and congressional districts were drawn up and approved in 2011 and 2012. There are approximately 204,000 people living in LD4, which is considered a Democratic-leaning area. Over 50% of voters in LD4 identify as Democrats. Both seats in the Arizona House and the state Senate seat were won by Democrats 2 years ago. Coming up in next week on Arizona Edition, we interview the two women running for state Senate. Republican candidate Connie Uribe is running against Democratic incumbent Lynn Pancrazzi. For KAWC's Arizona Edition, I'm Stephanie Sanchez.